Meet Bobby. He's your new best friend. Say hello to Bobby. So you want to give Bobby a present. You want to give him a knickknack, a lanyard, a nice like keychain, something he will remember you by every single day. Something that will tell him, man, that John kid, he is a bro. You know, something that will mean a lot to him. So you go to the mall, you go to the store, and you get something that is nice, something that's really nice, something that means a lot. So you get it all wrapped up, and the next day, you give it to Bobby. Bobby says, I don't want that. That's stupid. You're a freak. So you walk away with rejection, and the next day, you do it again, and you get rejected again, and again, and again. And that's human nature. Human nature says that we would only put up with that for about 3 to 4 days. Not very long. Notice how I said human nature. God, on the other hand, he gives us gifts every single day. He gives us breath in our lungs, a roof over our heads. He gives us the choice to reject him and the choice to accept him. You know what's better than that? You know what I personally believe that's better than breath in our lungs, than the choice to accept him or reject him? I believe what's better than that is the horrible goodness. Now you ask, what's the horrible goodness? What is this guy talking about? You know, the horrible goodness, from the bottom of my heart, I believe horrible goodness are hardships, struggles, pain, stuff we don't like to go through, but we do it because it happens and it hits us right in the face. We have to go through it or else we'll just die. You know, hardships hurt. They do. They hurt. And most of you guys have gone through some pretty rough stuff. And I understand. I've been through hardships. I wake up every day and I'm like, you know what? God, why do I have to be overweight? Why do I have to be fat? Why do I have to be just unattractive? Why? Why can't I go to Goodwill and why can't I buy a shirt that's my size for $2. Why do I have to go to Old Navy or Ross or JCPenney and buy a curtain size shirt for like $35? Why do I have to do that? You know, it hurts every day. It hurts not to have a father. It hurts to have a bad knee. It hurts to just sit on the sideline and watch your friends just play football, play basketball. I'm not trying to have a pity party, but I'm just trying to tell you that I understand. I understand that we're on the same level. I understand that hardships hurt. When hardships come, though, they leave a hole. They leave a big, giant, empty black hole right in your heart. And it hurts. And it's there, and it gives you pain, and it gives you anger. It gives you depression every single day unless you do something with it, unless you fill it in. But you ask, what do I fill that black hole in with? You know, there's a lot of options. There's video games. You can play video games the rest of your life. You can just play video games, beat all your games for about 4 months, and then you become a veteran. You know, that could work. That could work. You could rebel against your family. You could just run away. You could just leave. Do stuff you've never, ever thought about doing. Stuff that you've always wanted to do, but Christianity just holds you back. You could rebel against God. You could do all this stuff. You could say, for example, let's say your grandma dies. You could say, you know what, God, you let my grandma die. You know, my grandma made pancakes for me every day. She let me watch MacGyver on Sundays. And now she's gone. Now there's this big black hole in my heart. And you let that happen. Why did you do that? You know, you could do that. You could just rebel against God, run away from him, just turn your back and walk. But I believe the best way to fill in that hole, to fill in that big, black, dark hole from all that pain, is to just accept God. Hey, God, please fill in my hole. It's not easy. I'll tell you this right now. It's not. You know, it sucks. But it's totally worth it. And with God, you can fill all your holes. This new movie came out. It's called Courageous. It's about four police officers, and it's about one of their friends. And they decide, you know what? We're tired of being the good enough fathers. We're tired of that. So one day they realize, you know what? We should sign a resolution. We should sign a resolution that's saying we will try to become the best fathers we can through God. We're going to do this, and we're going to do it now. So they get all suited up and proper, do it outside of a church, and they are told by the pastor at the end. He's like, you know what? If you have one thing to remember today, one thing is when hardships come, and they will come, to just ask God for help, because he's there for you. And he will fill your pain. He will take away your pain. And he will just take it away from you. Take your baggage. Take your burdens. And he'll just throw it away. And doing that will create endurance. Create endurance to move mountains. If I could move a mountain, that would be sick. That would be cool. All the ladies would be all over me. That would be sick. I found a verse. It fits my talk perfectly. It says, it's Romans 5, 3 through 4. It says, we can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. You know, we could just sit here and just, I don't know, hey, this guy was good, but who cares? You know, you guys could just, I don't know, just forget about filling in your holes with God. But the best things are the hard things. The best things are the difficult things. The stuff you have to put in your heart. It's hard to ask God to fill in your holes. But you will not be disappointed. He's shown himself for thousands of years. So what are you going to do about it? Are you just going to sit here and then just walk away? Like I said, it's not easy. It's not easy to just give that pain away. It's not easy. But it's totally worth it. All you have to do is just ask God, God, please. My life has been a mess. My life has really hurt. My life has not been easy. All you got to do is just say, God, I need your help. I need you as my best friend. If I was to leave you with one thing to remember tonight, one thing, it would be this. Through our hardships, through our pain, God gives us completion and fulfillment. all we have to do is accept.